Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Have you ever found yourself in the elevator? Going floor to floor. More and more people joining you.
It's a little crowded in here. Could you move over? Do you mind moving over?
Do you ever wonder why some stand in the back, some in the middle? Some chat.
Candy, I love your earrings.
Thank you.
Some are clearly uncomfortable.
It's kind of cozy, don't you think?
Let's ask Robert Krolwich of WNYC's Radio Lab. He's going to be joining us occasionally to talk about his blog, Krolwich Wonders. I think he's in here somewhere. Robert?
I'm surprised you can see me looming so much behind you. I would think you would have to have twisted, I guess you just did. You twisted your neck all the way around to find me here.
Because you're one of the tall, powerful men.
I am a tall, powerful man. Yes, exactly. So, and you know that because look where I am. I'm in the back.
You are
tall, powerful land.
You are in the back of our virtual elevator because...
Yes.
Because why? Who determined that the back of the elevator is tall, powerful man area?
Well, we're talking science here, actually. There was a woman... There still is a woman named Rebecca Roussey who's getting her PhD at the University of Unpronounceable. It's somewhere in Finland. It's spelled Jyvaskyla, which I will call Jyvaskyla.
Everyone knows
anyway,
that.
Anyway, she goes there. Before she went to the University of Jyvaskyla, she was in Adelaide, Australia, and she decided that she would do a close look at elevator positioning, and she found a pattern. And one of them is that the older, more, as she called them, powerful men, this is more senior men, would be in the back, younger men in the middle, and all women in the front of any age.
Hmm.
And the men in the back would be roaming with their eyes, that is, cruising wildly, looking in at everybody. The men in the middle, the same, and the women almost universally downcast and trying not to be interested in anything unless the women were in the elevator by themselves, in which case they would exchange glances if there were no guys there.
Well, what do we make of this?
She didn't even know what to make of it. She proposed any number of things. Is it something to do with height? No. I mean, if you're worried about being in front of somebody that might be rude to be in every, you know,
right,
to be blocking them, then you would go to the back if you were tall. But it wasn't about tallness. So maybe it's curiosity. People in the back can see everybody.
Mm-hmm.
So the curious people go to the back and the incurious or the fearful go to the front. She says, but, you know, does that mean that all women in Adelaide are fearful?
Mm-hmm.
She wasn't comfortable with that idea.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe it's something practical. Maybe if you get into an elevator and you get off on the second floor, you stand towards the front. If you're getting off on the 11th floor, you go to the back because you know you're not going to leave right away and you want other people to have the freedom to come and go. From what I talked to her on the telephone, she said it didn't seem to have anything to do with your destination. So maybe it's first in. Maybe it's just like if you go in, you go to the back, and maybe like senior men just waltz into the elevator.
First?
Yeah. So there's a whole smorgasbord of possibilities without any real answer that she knows. It's one of those puzzles that you have to sort of think about.
She asked you to ask your followers, what were some of your people?
Those are my readers, my peeps.
what were some of the suggestions?
A lot of folks said, this is a politeness thing. The older men come from a generation in which they're just trained to be a little bit more polite. They said, but that didn't explain why the older women didn't go to the back, because they presumably would be just as polite as the older men.
Well, we, of course, also invite listeners to suggest, why do you think it is that older, more powerful men go to the back of an elevator? The younger men go to the middle. And by the way, the other thing she observed is that if there's a mirror in the elevator at all...
If there's a mirror, the guys will use the mirror to check out the women and to check out themselves. Like, the guys are full of, look at me, look at her, look at. And the women are not looking unless they're alone, unless they're with other women.
Robert Krolwich, to read his blog, Krolwich Wonders, go to hereandnow.org as well. And weigh in. Robert, thank you for posing a question that you don't have an answer to.
Yeah, well, a lot of mine have no answer. That's how science works, though, a lot of the time. You ask, and then you wait 100 years.
Okay. Thanks so much.
You're welcome.